Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock. Right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon and hope you enjoyed Pastor Lutz, his message the last half hour. Really good. And even though he did comment on my man bun or lack thereof it, I think I'm starting as I get older to follow a little closer after my dad, where he had kind of the man gone style of hair. If you weren't listening to his program, he was talking about long hair on men, and so he was kind of joking with me about it because I was waiting in the wings for him to vacate the premises so I could get in. But it was a good study. It was good talking about Bible doctrine and how it shows what we not only what we should know and believe, but also what we should do, how we should behave. And so excellent study. Appreciate that. Well, I am Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and welcome to the program today. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call here, toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the program here this afternoon and love to hear from you. You can also find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. There's links to our home church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, there as well at livewithpastoral.com, our homepage. And let's see, a couple things I want to mention before I get started here. Just trying to get around here where I can see my computer to keep myself straight. There's a couple of things coming up here in the next few days, and I get my calendar here so I could keep track of everything. But coming up on June the 2nd, this is Sunday, first Sunday in June, coming quick, just a few days away. June the 2nd, there has been a movement calling for a day of prayer for President Trump. And if you've been following what's going on in the news, and we've talked about it here on the program here on Friday afternoons, as well as our Sunday night program, 11 o'clock, if you're not aware, we're on every Sunday night for an hour from 11 o'clock until midnight. And we've been talking off and on about the false accusations of Russian collusion against President Trump and the various things that have been going on. And, of course, the Mueller investigation that revealed there was no evidence of any kind of collusion, any kind of crime. And then, of course, this past week, Mueller came out and his parting shot was, Well, we couldn't prove anything or hang anything on him because we weren't allowed to. That's not what he said to Attorney General Barr and to others on more than one occasion. He said, okay, there's nothing that he could be charged with because there's no evidence of any crime. And besides, last I understood, we lived in the United States of America where under our legal system, you are innocent until proven guilty. The responsibility is to prove guilt, not prove innocent. But if you listen to Mueller's rambling sort of nonsense that he had the other day in his press conference before he rode off into the sunset, he was trying to claim that we couldn't prove him innocent. We don't think he's innocent. It's up to the Congress to impeach him now. And so we'll see what happens. So we do need a day of prayer for President Trump. And he has done so much to help in this country, turn things around in this country. I don't have time to go through all of the economic statistics, the job market, the growth, all of these things that he has accomplished. But in terms of things that have been favorable to Christians, he has been probably one of the most pro-Christian presidents we have ever had. And did he come from a rough background? Absolutely. Is he perfect? Absolutely not. But he did make a profession of faith during the campaign, and, you know, by your fruits you shall know them. And he certainly done a lot of things favorable to Bible-believing Christians. Not perfect. I think he's still a baby Christian. He's growing. But I do think God has his hand on him. And so as a result, there's been a call for prayer across the country on Sunday, June the 2nd. So we may talk about that a little bit. Then coming up, later in the week on June the 5th and 6th, June the 6th, of course, is the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion at Normandy, where we took back Europe from the Nazis. And they're having a big celebration or honoring those that participated in the D-Day invasion in Washington, D.C. This year, of course. And there's a ceremony that starts on Wednesday evening, June the 5th, I believe about 5 o'clock or thereabouts, and it's going to run till about midnight, where they're going to read the names of the people who were involved in that. And then on Thursday, June the 6th, this is something, let me direct you over to a website if you're online, and you kind of go to the Ohio Christian Alliance website. If you've heard Chris Long here on the radio, he has been on our program in the past. He also is on here on Thursday afternoons at, 1 o'clock, I believe. And he had a program yesterday talking about the D-Day landing and some of the things that are going that's going on there. But we have Senator Rob Portman here in Ohio. Senator Rob Portman has a event planned where they are going to be putting a temporary memorial up in the Circle of Remembrance outside the World War II Veterans Memorial. And there's a Circle of Remembrance, a part of that memorial. And this is, as you may remember, we've talked about this in the past, there's plans there for a permanent bronze memorial with the actual prayer that President Franklin Delano Roosevelt used to announce to the nation on the radio that the D-Day landing was in place. And they are raising funds right now for that. Let me encourage you to check out Ohio Christian Alliance website, ohioca.org. That's ohioca.org. You can find out more about that. You can find out how you can be a part of that if you'd like to donate. It's all being done with private funds, donated funds from the public, not tax dollars, just private funds donated. And so you can click on their links there at ohioca.org. But the permanent one will be installed, but this is going to be a temporary one dedicated by Senator Portman on June the 6th, and it'll have the D-Day prayer, and it's going to have a ceremony there. And so let me encourage you to check out the ohioca.org website. You can find out more about that. Well, so busy week coming up with some things there, and Lord willing, I actually hope to be there for that, but I should be back in time for the radio program on Friday, so I should be back for that. Well, thinking of prayers and all that, it caused me to think about some different passages in the scriptures, and I was thinking in particular here in 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 Timothy chapter 2, where Paul writes, I exhort therefore, starting in verse 1, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth." Well, this passage here, you think, why would we have a day of prayer for our president? Well, right here's good reason for it right in the scripture. It's scriptural. Paul wrote to Timothy. He said, "I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority." Now, this is what Paul is charging Timothy. Now, Timothy became a pastor, and we call 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, we call those the pastoral epistles. They're Paul's epistles, his letters, and we call them the pastoral epistles because Timothy and Titus served as pastors. And these three books, 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, are written to instruct Timothy and Titus how they should behave, what they should do, what they should teach, things that they ought to remember as pastors, leaders of these churches. I had somebody one time trying to challenge me, is the word pastor even in the Bible? And pastor actually comes from the word shepherd. And we see shepherd in there. In fact, Jesus saying that he is the great shepherd. And so pastors are basically shepherds. And that's where the word comes from. In fact, if you look at the word pastor and pasture, not what you do to milk, you know, pasteurized milk, pasture as in where you graze the animals. Pasture and pastor are very similar. In fact, you know, sometimes when I use my name, Pastor Al, and I write it down, and people say, "How do you spell that?" I say, "Well, it's just like pastoral." You know, just the word pastoral, just pastor and Al with it. But when you look at it, it's a very similar word, similar derivations. And it's because a pastor is somebody who shepherds the flock. And when we look at 1 Timothy chapter 2 here, he's telling Paul, or Paul's telling Timothy as a pastor, he's exhorting Timothy that he remembers to make prayers, supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks. He said these are to be made for all men. Now, all men is a pretty inclusive term. We understand that he's talking in the generic sense, men and women, all men meaning all people. We understand that. I mean, it doesn't take much brain power to figure out that that's what's being meant here. Some people unnecessarily split hairs and make a fuss over that, but it's all men, all people. So we pray for everybody. We pray for Christians. We pray for unsaved people. We pray for people we like. We should pray for people we don't like. We pray for people who are kind to us. We ought to pray for people who are mean to us. We pray for allies. We pray for enemies. We ought to pray for all people. You say, "Well, did you pray for President Obama when he was president? You didn't like him, did you? Did you pray for him?" Yeah. In fact, I can say that our church, we kept him on our prayer list the whole time he was president. We prayed for his salvation. We prayed that that God would get through to him and that he would come to a saving knowledge of Christ. That's one thing we prayed for him. And we pray for President Trump. And we pray that he would look to God and to God's word for wisdom and direction. And we pray that God would raise up godly advisors around him and that would give him good godly biblical advice. We pray for his safety. We pray for his protection of him and his family. And that's what it says here, that prayers and supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks be made for all men. And then specifically in verse 2, he says, for kings. Well, what is a king? A king is a ruler. Now, we do not have a king in our constitutional republic. We have the Constitution, and it divides the government amongst the legislative branch. That's the Congress, the House and Senate. The judicial branch, that's the Supreme Court and the federal courts, and the executive branch, that's the president, and then various executive offices and departments, Department of Justice, Department of Interior, State Department, Department of the of Defense, and Department of Commerce, all these different things. And we're to pray for kings and for all that are in authority. Well, that would mean all that are in authority. That would include your president, your congresspeople, your governor, your state senators and representatives. That would include your mayors. That would include your village or town or city council members, your township trustees, your county council or county trustees, depending on which county you're in. And these are people who are in authority over us. We need to pray for them. I believe this also includes the police, because the police exercise authority over us. They are described by Paul over in Romans chapter 13 as ministers of God. And it doesn't mean they're all acting like they ought to be, but they are described in Romans 13, verse 4, says, "For he is the minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doth evil." And so we have this idea here that we ought to pray for those in authority, all that are in authority. Why? Well, he answers that question here in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. In verse 2 here still. We're still in verse 2. He says, not only to pray for all that are in authority, he says this, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Now, don't we want to lead a quiet and peaceable life? You know, we people talk about every once in a while, and I've heard this attributed as a Chinese curse, a Jewish curse, an Italian curse, a Mongolian curse. I don't know, whatever, fill in the ethnicity there. But the idea, may you live in interesting times. And if you think about that, interesting times. Well, we live in interesting times. We see saber rattling going on with Iran threatening to attack Israel and Saudi Arabia, and they've actually made some proxy attacks against them, and the United States. They've made proxy attacks against us as well. We see Russia adventurisms in various places. We see how the Russians colluded with the Democrats. Yes, I said with the Democrats, with the Obama administration, with the Hillary campaign. Remember, when the Democrats are accusing Donald Trump and the Republicans, it's generally they're projecting what they have done already. And so we see, how the Russians were trying to destabilize our confidence in our election system. We see talks of trade war with China and other countries, and all these things happening, and then terror attacks, as Islamic fundamentalists attacking and trying to spread Sharia law throughout the world. And these are interesting times that we live in. Things are happening. There's always something on the news. Calm, sedate, boring times are not very interesting. The quiet and peaceable times, in many respects, are not very interesting, because there's not much going on. It's just kind of relaxing, easygoing. I hope you had a good Memorial Day. We had some people from church over at our house on Memorial Day, kind of an impromptu cookout, and weather was perfect here in northeastern Ohio, certainly not down in southwestern Ohio. Certainly our prayers go out to the people recovering from the tornadoes and things there in southwestern Ohio. But, we were remarking about how comfortable it was. We were sitting out on the deck in the back of the house, just enjoying the nice temperature and the partly cloudy, partly sunny skies, and it was just comfortable as can be, quiet, peaceable, relaxing. That's the opposite of interesting times. And You know, we were remarking about how unusual here in northeastern Ohio on a holiday to have good weather like that. That usually doesn't happen. But Paul's talking about praying that we can lead a quiet and peaceable life. You know, in a sense, not having to go from crisis to crisis, not having to go from one chaotic situation to the next, but just being able to kind of relax and enjoy the life that God has for us, and to be able to serve God and live that life in all, he says, in all godliness and honesty. All godliness and honesty. And, you know, it's just so nice, isn't it, when things work well and come together and people aren't arguing and fussing. You know, sometimes pastors will say, boy, pastoring wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't for the people. You know, when you get a group of people together, there's going to be disagreements. There's going to be times where sometimes people don't get along. You know, you try to do the best you can to live peaceably with all people. But even God recognizes that you're not always going to be able to live peaceably with everybody. We try to do the best that we can. I was over in Romans earlier. In fact, in Romans chapter 12, he says in verse number 18, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Sometimes it's just not going to happen. There's always going to be people who just don't want to let you live peaceably. So we pray for people, for kings and all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. He says in verse 3, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Let me add another passage onto this. Over in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, he's talking about the armor of God, and he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. You know, when we are praying for those that are in authority, that we can lead quiet and peaceable lives, it's a lot easier to preach the gospel when we don't have contention, when we don't have people trying to prevent us, trying to restrict us, trying to shut us up. And we see that in the world today. We see people, even in our own country, trying to shut up the preaching of the gospel. People don't like to hear it. People like to hear about the love of Jesus. They like to hear about the love of God. They like to hear about heaven, but they don't like to hear the negative things. I remember a pastor saying one time that, you know, the gospel has to have both a positive and a negative to have a charge, so it'll work, just like your battery does. It has to be a positive and a negative, or there's no charge, it won't work. And we need that. The negative, of course, is that all have sinned and come short of God's glory. All sin comes short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, the Bible says. No, not one. We're all sinners, the Bible says. We've all sinned. And the moment we try to say that we haven't sinned, we're lying to ourselves. And of course, you know, lying is a sin. So when we have freedom, and really, it is easy to come into the studio like this, to be able to share the gospel, share what the Bible has to say, take questions from people on the air about the Bible. And it's easy to do this. We have freedom to do this. It's nice. There's parts of the world you cannot do this. Many times in our history, you cannot do this. In China right now, they're cracking down on house churches, trying to drive everybody into the government churches, the three self churches. And they're throwing people in jail, persecuting people, fining people, confiscating their goods, destroying church buildings, all of these things. Well, we need to pray for our president. We need to pray for our country. We need to pray for kings and all that are in authority. If you're in Canada, you need to pray for your prime minister, your government officials there, no matter what country you're in. Pray for your leaders, local, state, federal leaders. Pray for kings, all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all goodliness and honesty, because the Bible says this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Thanks for listening. Hope you'll join us next week. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.